Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I didn't know that we had such a seductive intro here. What is this all about?
Well,
Barry White?
You know, I often provoke reactions in people that they didn't even know were possible. So, a lot of people spent a lot of years waking up with me, you know?
This is so Barry White vibes here. Yeah.
They turn on their TV in their bedroom, and there I am.
Good morning.
Keeping Minnesota comfortable
in their
bedrooms.
So wait.
For years.
Who set this up? Is this like a Hartman asked you to do this?
Being on this show?
Yeah. Or did you say I'm forcing myself on this show?
This is how I got my start at WCCO Radio. 15, 18 years ago, he like reached out and asked me to come on the show. So I started guesting on his show. Kind of like how he has Jamie Yukis on now and Rena.
Yeah, but to still do it.
Well, and that's, you know, that is the fair question really directed to me. Like, so I tried to quit it many, many times.
Okay.
So when I got moved,
You can't quit me.
I was doing Good Question and working the night shift over at Channel 4. So I would come in and do this bit at, you know, 1 o'clock or 1:30 or something and then go to work. And then I got moved to the morning show.
Okay.
And with the morning show, I was getting to work at like 3:30 in the morning. And I said, Chad, like, I love being on the show. I love filling in when you're gone. Because then they hired me to be a part-time fill-in guy. And I said, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what if you called in? There's always a what if. Like, I tried to quit. And it always seems reasonable enough. And then 18 years later, I'm still killing a segment on his show every week.
I got you.
I started this show, and I'm like, wow, I guess we're done, right? Like, the audience already has 3 hours of listening to me. They don't need another. And Chad, here I still am. I got moved. I was at 1:30. And then Jim Pete wanted to go at 1:30, right? Is that why I got moved?
Yeah, I was shifting something. That was just one day.
You got bigged up by
Jim Pete? Chad thought it would be nice for Jason to just do the 2:35 and transition.
It's convenient.
Right in.
It's like Super Show, the old days. A little bit of that. So,
I'm anti-crosstalk.
I know.
Not a big fan.
We invited you.
Well, thank you for coming, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. I think it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of worn out as welcome in radio, to me at least.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can do it on occasion. I don't think it's something you should do every single day. And actually, in Kansas City, when I first got there,
right,
that was a thing.
They wanted that.
Yeah, and it just like...
Like
and I
one
get it,
segment or what?
It's like the final segment.
Final segment,
like,
yeah.
When you have somebody new to the station,
yeah,
it makes sense.
Makes sense, right.
But then after they're there for like a year or two, it just doesn't make any sense anymore.
Yeah.
Especially like every day.
Do you think maybe you're just bad at it?
I just dislike it.
I see. Yeah.
I could be bad at it too.
Hard to know.
Yeah. I own it.
I wouldn't blame yourself. I would blame the other people.
I'll take ownership.
Yeah.
I
do think there's, so I worry sometimes where you're like, the way people listen to our show is often it's on podcast at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, is this idea of like transitioning from one show to the next, does it even really matter? It's like my show starts whenever someone clicks the podcast button. That's when it starts.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of weird. I got you. Hey, I got a quick question for you. All right. So If you could be on a red carpet for a movie premiere and meet or have a conversation with A-list actor, actress, whatever, who would that person be? Well, let me ask you, have you ever been on a red carpet?
You know, I used to do the red carpet for the Starkey fundraiser here.
I'm talking about like a big like movie thing.
Yeah, like for premiere. An actual. I've never done like a movie premiere type thing. The Starkey thing had like it was that same vibe where like national celebrities were coming in.
Yep.
I would interview them.
Yep. The big
and to be honest, like I didn't really enjoy it.
Okay,
it's not very fun.
But like, I'm not talking about you're working. I'm talking about like.
But just if I could be there to meet somebody.
So, like, for instance, and
I'm trying to
totally,
think, like, who's the most interesting?
You just may be just a big fan. Like, I'm a big fan of Brie Larson. Like, I'd love to meet her one day.
Right.
I'd love to meet her on a regular. Because I think about this, and I'm asking you that because I figured, like, of all people here, you probably been to, like, a Hollywood premiere or just a movie thing somewhere, right? It doesn't matter which market you're in. I once, and it was so lucky, the movie premiere of 42, I met the late, great Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford.
That's pretty cool.
That's one of the things I'll never forget in my life.
Now,
who's to know at the time how big that moment was going to be? But I knew, I mean, Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford. But Chadwick Boseman, what he ended up being.
Well, Harrison Ford went to my... sister high school. So I went to Maine West High School in Des Plaines, Illinois. Harrison went to Maine East High School in Park Ridge, which is where my parents went. And Hillary Clinton went to Maine East High School. But Harrison Ford would be high on my list because he also worked at the same high school student radio station that I worked at when I was in high school.
Yep.
And I think that would be kind of cool. Like, do you remember that? I'm sure he remembers it, right? We all remember the dumb stuff that we did in high school. Like, that would be interesting. Most of the actors, most of the big actors today, you know, I think most of them are pretty boring.
Mm.
They're, like, too calculated, right? Like, everybody's been media coached to death, so, like, people don't want to say something that gets them in trouble.
Oh, I got one that would totally... be real and authentic, and it's the other. And of course, Brie Larson is beautiful and all that.
Yeah.
But in terms of who would you actually want to sit down and have a conversation? Denzel Washington. And Denzel doesn't care. He will let you know.
Yeah,
he keeps it real.
That is cool. Yeah, it's part of why. Like, do you ever watch like the Match Game or Password or any of these game shows they put on that have celebrities as guests? And if you watch them, but if you watch them today versus watching them in the 70s, like in the 70s, they were all like getting drunk, getting high, and like it was entertaining, right?
Yeah.
And now it's like they're not very funny. Like, I don't know. Who do you think is the most interesting celebrity, like class of celebrities? Is it actors? Is it like country? Is it hip hop?
Like, oh, it's definitely
who's the most interesting? Athletes?
No, it's definitely not athletes. Not for somebody that goes to games all the time.
Yeah.
Like I never ever get nervous for the most part meeting an athlete. When I meet an actor or actress or like a big time like a music.
Yeah.
Yes.
More nerve-wracking.
Yeah. It is for me.
I get nervous with music stars. And I've met a couple and you feel like, am I going to get quizzed about, like, what your your catalog or something? Like, I don't know. It's intimidating.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. All right. So I you got to help me with this. Is this a two-segment bit?
It can be whatever you want it to
be. Okay. So let's break. Let's come back, and we'll wrap up with Jason DeRussia here on the Chad Arman Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's the Lennis Construction Time Check. Time to beat the spring rains by getting 75% off installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. It's the Chad Hartman Show. Jason DeRussia, Drive Time with DeRussia coming up next. Already been an interesting day. I know you're going to have a very interesting show, but man, you went to South Minneapolis earlier today.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, I was back in what's become known as George Floyd Square. And, you know, it's been, what, 4 years almost? It's a little astonishing.
We're coming up this May when it was Memorial Day weekend. In 2020, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
So not much has changed. Like, if I lived
Which
over
is
there,
infuriating.
I'd be really mad if
you
I
own
lived
a business over there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, on the one hand, and I was down there visiting a business owner, and she was saying, you know, it's you have a fair amount of tourism that comes in. People want to connect with it. It was a global moment. I think sometimes people get caught up in like, oh, they made George Floyd into a hero. It's like, well, you're sort of missing the point. It's
yep.
not that they made him a hero. It's that this event galvanized many people around the world.
For sure.
So it's not about the man. It's about the moment.
Yep.
So I understand.
And a part of our history now.
It's a part of our history. Yep. It always will be a part of this community. And you can't just live in the past. And so no one, would anyone else, or would we accept this anywhere else in the city to have sort of, you know, all like stop signs that are, well, finally have been put up, but it's
like, just unacceptable.
All these
the whole roundabout
business,
situation.
The roundabout, you got. The gas station that is still, it was a Super America, I think, and now it's
abandoned.
Like, what is this?
I'm glad you're bringing this. I've talked about it. It's just unacceptable. It really is.
And we can't, you know, we can't get out of our own way. And a lot of the people who weigh in most vociferously, like you look at the third precinct, like to me it's embarrassing that it's been this symbol of failure for 3.5 years, and you got the barbed wire, and you're like, what is this? If this were St. Louis Park or Golden Valley or Woodbury, like, no way. They would have knocked that thing down and started over. And sometimes you need to just knock it down. So I get it's expensive. It's more expensive to build. I think you should knock that third precinct down. And I think at 38th and Chicago, like, at Super America, you got to knock it down. Like, some of this stuff, we got to knock it down, and let's envision the future.
Can we get our money back on light rail? I ranted on that. Yeah. I know that it'll be a topic on
we'll
your
be
show.
Talking about
I want money. I want money back.
You're here.
Gosh.
I'm going to run for office, and I'm going to have, like, LRT checks. Everybody's going to get but everybody gets a little money back. Well, it'll be payable in a bus pass. So you got to – unfortunately, it's Metro Transit bucks.
It won't go to waste, at least. Just, hey, you know?
I'll
use it to go to a Gopher game.
Yeah, it'll be good. This show today is going to be crazy.
Okay, what you got?
We got Pete Stauber, who I already interviewed. A lot of people don't understand what we do here at the radio station. So a lot of people on Twitter are mad that I'm interviewing Pete Stauber. Because Pete Stauber, the congressman in Duluth, is one of four House Republicans that wants the House Judiciary Committee to investigate Mary Moriarty. And so we have a pretty spirited conversation about that. It's really good. It'll be at 4:30. He represents his view. I do my best to represent sort of a different view while being respectful. And then Liz Winstead is coming in. Liz Winstead, there's a documentary about some of her more recent work in the abortion space, and she'll be in at 3:35.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. It's Jason DeRussia. Drive Time with DeRussia is up next. Stevie T in for me tonight. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.